Now, will you notice verse 4? For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. Now, this is Sabbath. This is the Sabbath. God rested. That was the Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath today is not a day you keep. Have you entered into the real Sabbath today? Do you know what it is to trust Christ and Christ alone for your salvation, so you don't trust anything else? He's it. Or as I heard Dr. Chafer say so many times, I want to so trust Christ that if I came into his presence, he'd say to me, on what basis have you come for salvation? And I'd say, I trusted you as my Savior. And he'd say, well, that was very fine of you to do that, but don't you have something else to offer? And I'd say, no, I didn't trust any of those things. Well, he'd say, well, you did do this and you did do the other thing. You were president of a seminary. Don't you want to mention that? And I'd say, no, I never trusted those. And then he'd say, I cannot accept you then. And Dr. Chafer used to say, I want to so trust Christ that I'd turn and walk away and say, I only trusted you for my salvation. Are you really trusting Christ today? Have you entered into rest? Now, I had a friend. I won't mention the group that he's with. I'm sure you'll distinguish the group right immediately. He kept Saturday, and he was a good friend of mine. He was a doctor. He and I played tennis together, and when you play tennis with a man, you get acquainted with him, and he and I became very friendly. One day after we'd played three sets of tennis, why, we sat down on the bench, and we began what you'd call a religious argument, because we generally ended up always in that. And he looked at me that day, and he said to me, he says, McGee, do you keep the Sabbath day? And he had that look in his eye, you know. And I got a look in my eye, and I looked at him. I said, yes, I keep the Sabbath. He looked at me, what day? And so I got a real look in my eye. Then I said to him, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I start all over again on Saturday. He says, what in the world do you mean? I said, well, the way I understand the epistle to the Hebrews, that the Sabbath day now is this day of grace in which I live, and that Christ, when he died on the cross, he went back to the right hand of the Father, and he sat down, not because he's tired, but because he'd finished my redemption and your redemption. And so he tells me, you rest in me. And so I just have a Sabbath day every day. I rest in Christ. And that man looked at me in amazement. Well, he says, that's better than having one day, isn't it? And I said, it sure is. I said, 7 days a week is a Sabbath of resting in Jesus Christ. And that's what he says here, verse 5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached, entered not in because of unbelief. It's unbelief that robs you of the rest of salvation and the rest of the satisfaction and the blessing that God can give to us. Oh, the wonderful rest that he wants to give us. Therefore, he says, seeing therefore it remaineth, and therefore there's a rest for you. Verse 7, again he limiteth a certain day, saying, and David, today, after so long a time, as is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now, he's saying, not tomorrow, but today. And today is today for you and me. Back yonder, it was another day for these folk that the writer here is addressing. But, my friend, today, right now, wherever you are, look at your watch, your clock. What time is it? Well, this is the time of salvation. This is now, right now, you can trust Christ as your Savior. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. What a wonderful thing. For if Jesus, and here it's Joshua, because Joshua is the Old Testament word, means Savior. Jesus means Savior in Greek. It's the Greek form. For if Jesus or Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? You remember that even it says Joshua was old and stricken in years, and yet there was very much land to conquer. You see, they hadn't entered into all the blessing God had for them. Joshua wasn't able to do it. But my friend, if you trust Christ, Christ can let you enter in to the Canaan of the present day, the blessing of the present day, when there will be fruit in your life, blessing in your life, and joy in your life. Oh, how believers need this today. And what robs us of it? Unbelief. Oh, trust Him today.